Buenos dias, world, from the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. I'm Marco Wendt.
And I'm Rick Schwartz. And we're your hosts for Season 3 of Amazing Wildlife, a show from iHeartRadio Ruby Studio and the global conservation organization behind the San Diego Zoo and the San Diego Zoo Safari Park.
Listen as we dive into the efforts here in San Diego and spotlight the heroes working worldwide to care for the species you know and love.
Listen to Amazing Wildlife on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This show contains quite a lot of swearing, so if you're offended by that kind of thing or have young children around, you have been warned.
That's way too spicy for me.
Oh, I need a bit of salt on that.
You're putting a banana in your quesadilla.
What a combo.
What a combo.
What a combo.
With Fern Brady.
With Fern Brady.
With Fern Brady.
Hello, I'm Fern Brady, and this is What a Combo, the food podcast where guests share some delicious, some strange, and some frankly disgusting food combinations. Each week they pick their snacking combo, a wild combo, and finally I share with them the twisted combo, a dish put together by our twisted food scientists. By the way, if you're listening to the show, did you know you can also watch us over on YouTube? Head over to Twisted's YouTube page and you'll find us there. And if you're watching already, hello, this is my face and voice. Right, today's guest, if you combined a wardrobe that a Y2K pop star would be jealous of, a wit sharper than a brand new sushi knife, a few spoonfuls of dating drama, a fridge full of Philadelphia cream cheese, and a garnish of gorgeous vocals, is Katie Baser.
Oh my God.
Did you like that intro?
What an intro. I want that every time. That's amazing.
You do look amazing though. Sorry, that's like the fifth time I've said that since you've come in the building.
Thank you so much. I feel sensitive today, so thank you.
We've both been at the same festival this weekend.
Crazy.
I got home on Saturday and you got in at 4 this morning.
Yeah.
But you look so fresh.
Thank you.
What is the snack and combo that you've brought in for us today? I've heard it's all right.
It's all right.
Yeah, ready?
Okay.
Oh, well, this is all right. This is
chips
what you just...
and dip.
And this looks like fancy guacamole because I don't always like it if it's... A lot of the shop-bought ones are minging. This is like a proper
Like, how
one.
Could something so simple be so amazing?
Would you say generally you're into food?
Yeah, I love food so much. I can't cook though. I'm a terrible, terrible cook.
Why?
I can't cook anything.
Why?
Because I just can't. I lose interest in like reading recipes. Like
well,
I could,
yeah,
I can
you
read.
You don't need to read them at night like a book.
No,
you
I know.
Can just follow it. It's just some instructions.
I know, but I can't. I don't know. I move around a lot. I'm busy, you know.
Mm.
And like cooking is just something that I don't really think of. I just kind of go out for dinner all the time. Which is, I don't know.
And when would you eat this? Is this like the main?
All the time.
Is it in your rider? At
yeah,
all
it
your
is.
Gigs?
It is. It really is.
I need to get one of them, man. I just have water.
What
I'm
do
so
you have
with
it?
My rider, I'm a bit like a sort of Scottish Gwyneth Paltrow. I would just have some bits of vegetables and fruit. I eat like a little monkey, so I would just have some berries and stuff.
Some hummus, maybe some dip.
Yeah. You've been really busy over the course of the year.
Yeah, this time last year I did my first ever show,
mm-hmm.
and it was to 150 people. And then fast forward to April, then I did a whole tour. Wild. So much fun. By the end of it, I lost so many things on tour. Dignity, everything.
What do you eat? I eat really badly on tour.
Oh, I eat terribly.
Not even just... Well, no, I do eat loads of Deliveroo. I wish I could ban myself off Deliveroo like a gambler.
Why do they give it to us, all these options?
I know.
Like why would they set us up for failure like that, you know?
And so many towns, I don't know if you've noticed this on tour, but the rest of the UK has really upped its food game. So many towns have got better and better options.
Oh my God, is that the devil's food? Is that coriander? No.
Oh, have you got that thing with coriander?
I do you
does
have
it taste,
it?
No.
It tastes like soap.
Yeah, I used to think people that were saying that were liars, but I found out it's a whole section.
It's a whole thing. I remember being like 8 years old and going to a really nice restaurant and ordering like this, like, I don't even know what it was. But I was like, Mum, I can't eat it. It tastes like soap. And she was like, eat it. It was expensive. So I ate it, but I was saying it tastes like soap and she was going, what are you on about?
Is there anything else that you would absolutely not eat?
Beetroot.
I fucking hate beetroot.
I fucking hate beetroot.
To me, it's like eating a human heart. Is that weird?
Oh my God. Oh my God. A human heart. Oh. Oh God. Even like the thought of it, like it actually creeps me out.
I hate it. And I hear it pops up in fancy restaurants a lot more.
I know.
I hate the texture.
I hate the look of it. I hate the
Doesn't
smell
even
of it.
Taste good.
It's horrid.
They put it in cakes and all sorts.
And like juices. How juices, dare you drink like that?
It's so disgusting. It's so, so bad. It turns your pee pink as well.
Does it?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Well, now you're like,
well, now I want to try it.
Yeah, because it would...
It would suit the aesthetic.
That made no sense. Why did I say that? I'm so sorry. Some of your songs, by the way, give a good insight. Oh, this is a real crossover with my material. Some of your songs have an insight into relationship nightmares.
Uh-huh.
But has anyone ever won you over with their cooking ability, given you can't cook?
Well, it's pretty essential. If I can't cook, I'm like, well, one of us has to. And so everyone that I've ever like had a thing with has been a really, really good cook. So well, I think it's like, I have the personality and you could just kick. Brilliant.
Have you had any awful dinner dates? I would rather not go for dinner with someone if it's a first date.
I cannot do dinner. Like, I have this thing now when I go, people ask me on dates and I like really want to go out with them. And I'm like, oh, what a great time. But it will come to the day and I'll be like, no, I can't do it. I can't. What? Like a dinner date genuinely makes me want to throw up in my mouth. I hate it.
Because like, it's what embarrassing do,
what
to
we,
eat.
No, but like, what do we, what is this? An interview? Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't.
So what would you do for a first date instead?
I'd like to be in a big group with my friends and then we all just go out together and have a really funny time.
You go with all your friends?
Yeah.
And the,
my ideal situation is I'm in a big group and then someone within the group is like, Katie, and I'm like, yes. And then we all go out together and then we have a thing and then we just, you know, and then we can go on a dinner date after we've had a few things in a big group. Because I just can't, I don't know. There's nowhere to hide on a dinner date.
Oh, that's very formal.
Do you know what
that's
I mean?
Almost quite old fashioned.
Thank you.
Doing it that way.
And we're romantic. That helps.
I'd be more funny about, I wouldn't eat spaghetti on a first date.
Mm-mm.
Because I eat it in a really undignified way.
Me too. And, one of these ones.
Yeah. And I also pretend that, almost that I have issues with food on first dates because I want the man to think that I don't really eat. So when I first met my boyfriend, I got this pizza at Pizza Express that's like a diet woman's pizza and it has a hole cut in the middle so that it's got less calories and it just has spinach on it.
What?
I know, it's psychotic. And he still takes the piss out of me for it because he was like, why did you order that special
pizza,
ladies' pizza?
That's terrifying.
But a lot of people are like that about eating on first dates. Are there any food icks or food combos that, like if I see someone eating patty with their mouth open, it makes me want to immediately be sick. Or just eating patty at all.
Do you like patty?
I think it's, no, I don't like creamed animal organs. It's like the worst food.
You keep saying these things that are really just like, ooh.
I know.
Scratching my brain in like a terrible way.
I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay. I deserve it.
Do you
want to
get the... I gave you a foam pineapple earlier to calm you down. Just squeeze that when I see anything.
What did you say? Blended animal organs.
Is that not what pâté is?
It totally is.
And they had to
But they just dress it up with pâté.
Ooh.
It's like putting glitter on a shit. Do you know what I mean?
Well, if a man was eating that and I saw it, I would have to get really far away from them. Is there any food that you'd think it would be embarrassing if you saw someone eating that on a date?
I love everything. I love every sort of food. Except for coriander and beetroot. Like, there's nothing you could eat in front of me that I'd be like, what are you doing? Except for Marmite. Marmite's disgusting.
Marmite
Twiglets.
On toast.
Disgusting.
Well, Twiglets would be a bit strange if your date was eating them because they're from the 1980s, I think. And no one, does anyone eat them anymore?
I don't think so.
What about...
I remember buying them once because I thought I liked the name of it. And I was like, that's a cool name. And then I ate them and was like, disgusting.
Yeah, I don't even know what flavour they are. What if a guy was eating a smelly egg sandwich that had been sitting in a little lunchbox on the bus.
Terrible. Like a marinated sandwich. Disgusting.
Yeah. Right. We've got to rate your snack. Or I'm going to give your snack a rating. Thank you for bringing in these very fancy crisps. I've got this on my hand. I'm so sorry. That's quite undignified that I did that. Thank you for bringing in these fancy crisps. They feel like a cut above the normal crisps. But chips and a dip are quite they're actually quite a standard thing for people to bring in on Water Combo. So I'm going to give it a 3 out of 5. It's right in the middle for me.
I'm cool with that. Slice. Slay.
Ooh. Buenos dias, world, from the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. I'm Marco Wendt.
And I'm Rick Schwartz. And we're your hosts for Season 3 of Amazing Wildlife, a show from iHeartRadio Ruby Studio and the global conservation organization behind the San Diego Zoo and the San Diego Zoo Safari Park.
Listen as we dive into the efforts here in San Diego and spotlight the heroes working worldwide to care for the species you know and love.
Listen to Amazing Wildlife on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to What a Combo with me, Fern Brady. Coming up later, Katie and I are going to be trying the Twisted Combo, which is a pairing of foods that make very unlikely bedfellows. Let's hope it's something tastier than the absolute shite I've been eating in the series so far. Right, it's Wild Combo time. Katie, apparently this is your guilty pleasure. It's a weird combo of foods that others might judge you for. It says on the cards, I promise not to. I will judge you.
But everyone judges me whenever they say, like, what do you want? And I will always say this.
Okay, I can smell it already. Right, let me try and describe it first. It's some penne pasta with creamy looking sauce on it, green bits. And the thing that's disturbing me is the little brown slivers. What is this? What are these?
Chorizo and like salami.
Oh. Huh? Oh, my chorizo's vegetarian.
Oh my God. You're vegetarian. Oh my God, imagine.
Oh no, I just have no table manners.
That's okay. But the sauce, do you know what the sauce is? Have some.
Cream flavor?
It's Philadelphia.
Hmm.
Everyone always, mine never looks like this, to be fair. Mine does look questionable every time I make it. Because I can't cook, but.
Hey, now I've had a mouthful of it.
Philadelphia and pasta and like chorizo and all sorts of things is my favourite ever meal.
Now I've had a mouthful of it. It's all right.
Mm.
Can I ask, I mean, I think I know the answer to this because you said you don't like cooking. When you cook this, before you put the Philadelphia in, do you keep aside like, a little bit of pasta water to mix it in?
Mm.
You do?
I do.
So you can be a good cook?
I could be, but I could also be a really good, like, painter. But I just can't be asked.
You're just not going to do it.
No.
Apparently Katy Perry's the reason you became a pop star.
Mm.
That's cool. I see it in the... You got the same amazing aesthetic.
Thanks.
Have you ever tried to slide into her DMs now that you're getting bigger?
I mean, oh my God, imagine like a Katie times Katie collaboration. So I just messaged her right now. Okay.
Oh my God.
Hello, Katy Perry, it's Katie Beza. Okay, so I just go with the flow, see what happens.
Yeah, if you do it, what if she actually does get back to you?
Well, then it'll be a dream come true.
Okay, yeah.
Best friends forever.
Voice note her.
Hi, Katy Perry, it's Katie Beza. I just want to message you because... you were the first ever gig that I went to and you're the reason why I started singing and I think we should totally be friends and maybe make a song together. And maybe have a dinner. Get our nails done. Cool.
Love you. What if this happens? What if Orlando Bloom?
I feel like I could have done... Oh, so Orlando what? Swoon. Am I right? Oh my God.
But what if she's like, oh, okay, but sorry, I don't know her. And then Orlando Bloom's like, I know her. I actually watch her stuff.
And I'm obsessed with her.
That could be what happens.
I would be into that.
I'm obviously enjoying this because I'm just talking while eating.
This is fucking amazing. I'm sorry.
Is this something that your mum used to make for you when you were little or something?
My grandma used to make it for me.
I knew it was some sort of childhood thing because it's all right, but from how much you love it, I knew there's some like emotional connection to
it. It is an attachment. It's amazing. It's like every time I have it, I'm like back in her house.
Mm.
I'm like 4 years old and she used to get like animal-shaped pasta.
Mm.
And then would make it look all amazing. And we'd put like the whole tub of Philadelphia in it and I would just be like, oh
my God.
Stunning.
Have you ever tried to make a fancy version of it or are you attached to this one?
I'm attached.
Don't mess with it.
Don't mess with me.
You've played all over the country now.
Mm-hmm.
Which city or festival had the best food?
Glastonbury.
Oh yeah, of course. What was the nicest thing you ate there? Festival food's really posh now.
I was... literally steaming. I was so drunk. And I was walking around this festival going, I need food, like a zombie. And there was like a whole crowd, because I think Arctic Monkeys had just been on, like everyone was like swarming to another stage. And I see this steak pie stand. I was like, pie, oh my God, pie. And then I get this like massive steak pie, shitloads of gravy, and I sit on the floor like a child, like cross-legged just with my pie, just like, oh. And then I went and got another one. I had two steak pies.
Have you ever worried about being drunk at a festival and your audience seeing you and judging you?
No, I feel like I'm a very open book anyway.
Oh, that's good.
Like if I'm steaming, I will put it on my story anyway and be like, I'm steaming.
Oh, that's good.
I think
good.
It's fine.
That's good. Do you think Katy Perry would be the same?
She's a crazy girl.
She would. You think she'd eat a pie in a field?
Yeah, with me.
Slavery and drunk.
She can be, we can eat pie together, Katy, if you want.
This is weird. On your Spotify, it says you can balance spoons on your face, but your face doesn't look very flat to me. It doesn't look like... basically, when I read this, I thought some big moon-faced, flat-faced girl was going to turn up, but you've got a totally normal face. So can you show me how you do this? There's some spoons there.
It's been all... Like, I tried to do this yesterday, but it didn't work. Because I had all the makeup on and all the sweat on my face.
If you just do it on your nose, I'll be disappointed. Are you going to do it on the apples of your cheeks?
If this doesn't work, I'm going to be really upset.
I have a face like a planet. I have such an embarrassingly large face. So it should work really well. No, I do. All my family have large heads. My brother had to have like specially made glasses at the optician's when he was a child because his head was so big. Oh, I've got, if you're just listening and not watching, Katy and me are both putting spoons on our faces.
It's not working. Maybe I should take it out my thing. Maybe I'm not.
Look!
Yes! That's it.
Oh, I got really worried I had spinach in my teeth there, which is the normal worry to have when you have spoons on your cheeks. Oh, you know your song, Your Dad's a Dilf? I want to get your opinion on whether the following chefs meet the Dilf criteria or not. Okay, first one, Gino DeCampo.
Dilf.
Paul Hollywood.
Dilf.
Are you joking?
No, I think he's such a Dilf. But he kind of creeps me out though a little bit. But like, Dilf.
This one's disgusting. Greg Wallace.
Who is that?
Who is that? That's a fair question. He's on Celebrity MasterChef. He's on MasterChef. He's on all MasterChefs. He's a chef who lost some weight and is proud of it.
Oh, sure, Queen. I like the start.
It sounds like you're being polite.
I would say no.
Like, look at his tattoos. Yeah, good.
What is it?
Good choice.
A lion.
I think it's a Millwall tattoo.
A who? Yeah. A what?
Millwall. They're a football team
associated
with thuggery. Ainsley Harriott?
No.
In fairness, he is holding a big fish next to his face. This fish?
I like the colour of it. It's red.
Okay. Nigella?
Is she the one that's like the sexual one? Who's like the sexual kick? Microwave, yes. Is that her?
Yeah.
She's the microwave one?
Yeah.
That is her?
Yeah.
Oh my God, Slay, I love her. She's iconic.
Yeah, she is. Is she the microwave one? Is she the sexual one? Yeah.
Microwave.
She just has one name, like Madonna.
I love her. I think she's iconic.
I know, she's amazing.
Slay.
Gordon Ramsay.
Oh, Dilf. I literally would marry him in an instant.
Why? Well, because of this sort of... You could have a sort of submissive, dumb relationship.
I feel like he'd just be like, shut the fuck up. And I'd be like, you shut the fuck up. And then we'd scrap. And then we'd make up and then he'd cook me dinner.
Oh, I'd be like, put a bag over your head. You're so disgusting. Well, she's got... What? Well, anyway, I don't like him.
You don't like him?
Well, he's like, he keeps lying and saying he's Scottish.
Really?
Yeah.
He's not Scottish.
Well, he says he is. I think he was born there, but we took a vote on it and we rejected him.
Oh, that's fair. Totally fair.
It's weird because I don't think I'm going to give this that many points.
Why? It's because delicious. I've literally eaten so much of it. It tastes like home to me.
See, when you're ill or when you need comfort, you always want to eat the food that you ate as a child.
It's so true.
Have all these emotional memories associated with it.
What's your comfort food? Oatmeal.
Quite boring stuff like toast, scrambled eggs and toast. I'm so sorry. What comfort food from what? Oh, I'll tell you.
Toast.
There's a thing called stovies that's loads of potatoes and onions and chopped up sausages and bits of steak. I've never had a good veggie version. And it's a Scottish thing and they just boil it and boil it and boil it into a mush. So there's like mushy potatoes and you put a cup of black tea into it as well and beef fat.
Black tea?
Yeah, that gives it flavour or something. And it's just mush. And to me, that would be a really exciting, comforting thing to eat. But when I've given it to my boyfriend, who's not from Scotland, he was like, this is the worst thing I've ever had. Why are you giving me that slop? So it just proves all our food memories.
We've all got our weird little things.
Well, it's because it's all connected to comfort in your childhood and stuff. This isn't that weird a combo. Do you think it's a weird combo?
Everyone that I say that I have this to is like, that's disgusting. But it's just cheese and pasta, really and truly. Do you like it?
Do you know what? I wouldn't be a big fan of this fake chorizo, so I think that's like messing it up. I mean, I've eaten an all right amount of
it. How long have you been a vegetarian for? Forever? For life?
On and off from when I was a little girl, but on and off. But then I started again. I ate meat again last year. And then just whenever you meet a pig, you just feel too bad about it.
When you what? When you
meet a pig. When you meet pigs.
Oh.
They're just so sound. They're as intelligent as a two-year-old child. Some pigs are cleverer than a lot of my mates, two-year-olds. So, like, I just can't.
I went to a farm the other day.
Yeah.
And I saw all the animals.
Yeah.
And it made me really sad.
Yeah.
It's really sad. But don't you just think it's like, oh, no, it is actually really sad.
Well, could you kill a pig yourself?
No. I can't kill anything.
I don't want to turn this into a propaganda podcast, by the way. I couldn't kill a pig. And then also, I'll tell you who I don't mind eating. Sheep. Sheep are idiots, man. I've no qualms about eating sheep. But they're also my least favourite meat. My favourite meat is pigs. And they're also the one that I feel the worst about eating. And
they're so sweet, aren't they?
Yeah, I felt all right about chickens. And then I met these really amazing Icelandic chickens when I was in Reykjavik the other week. They just had whole personalities. I played Bjork to them, you know, the singer Bjork. I played All Is Full of Love by Bjork to the chickens.
What a beautiful time.
They all just like calmed down and stood really still and listened to the music. And I was like, how does Nando's not know it has blood on its hands?
Like, you're all mad.
Fucked, man. I want to give this a rating. But I don't want to hurt your feelings because your granny made it for you.
It's okay. I don't mind. I've got thick skin. Oh my God. I have really weak wrists. That was really difficult to pull the jacket.
That's mad because you actually look like you have really strong hands.
look how big my hands are.
I have massive hands as well. Yeah. You fucking hell.
Do you know what I mean? Huge.
They are huge. I'll give this. I respect that you're eating it out of comfort and that you've kept that was repulsive, and that you've kept your granny's memory alive today. She could still be alive.
No, she's totally not.
I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay.
Let's give it four deceased grannies out of five.
Woo!
Hello, listener, you're back. And so am I. And so is Katie. Yeah. And this is What a Combo. Katie, the time's come for me to present you with the Twisted Combo, which is usually something that the Twisted Kitchen fairies have dreamed up. And they've made it to either impress us or disgust us.
I feel really sensitive today. Like I could cry at any moment. It's just going to make me cry.
Well, I'm worried that you could throw up at any moment. Right, let's see what it is.
Is that tequila?
Yeah. So this is orange slices with cinnamon and tequila. And it's a dessert that's popular in Spain. You're coughing already.
Oh, tequila just like... Ugh.
Oh, really?
It's the only alcohol that I'm like, I actually cannot even deal with it.
Oh, mine's is real tequila. I'm not drinking just now, so you have to.
I'm not doing it. I can't do it.
You have to.
I will throw up in your face. I promise you.
And a little sip.
Oh my.
Are you ready?
I don't want to do it.
Come on now.
But I want to do it, but I don't want to do it.
Do you want extra cinnamon?
Oh my God. Do you know what it is?
I'm telling you, I've had... Why don't you just try this?
Because I can do that.
My mate had some sort of Moroccan-themed dinner and she gave us this and it was great. It's called anything cinnamony and sweet. It's like the best.
It's going down my face.
Right, you ready?
Ugh. I will chunder.
You won't though.
I promise you I will. Don't. Every time I've had tequila...
Yeah.
Spew.
Don't take the shot. What if you didn't drink it like a British person and you just had a sip and like savoured the flavours of the tequila?
Savoured the flavours?
Yeah, this is a fancy tequila.
Savoured the flavour.
This is it a fancy like tequila.
Acid. Do you enjoy tequila?
I'm not drinking at the moment.
But have you enjoyed tequila?
So I used to drink tequila as a shot, like a fucking fanny. You're supposed to sip it. That's how people in other countries do it. I sound like someone's dad. Right, quick, and have the orange.
I had a sip. That's really strong.
I'm not drinking.
I'm not going to be sick. Oh my God.
That was a convincing sicky noise.
Makes my like spine tingle, not in a cute way.
Is that good? Were you sick from drinking it once before?
I was fine with it. And then it was my birthday. It was my 18th birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And my friend got me like 6 tequila shots and was like, do them all in a row. And I was like, yeah, fucking. Third one in, all over the bar and the barman.
That's just why.
You know, when you like attach yourself to like a bad memory, that's what it is. And every time drink it, I can just taste sick. Anyway, sorry.
Do you like this part of it?
Love. Delicious. Just kind of tastes like oranges. I can't really like...
Put more cinnamon on. How would you rate this? Would you say it's like a...
It's a
culinary achievement?
Have I got to rate it? Or are you rating it? Or do we rate it?
You rate it, but while we think about it, have another little sip of your drink. Come on now! Mm-hmm. You're not allowed to spit it.
It's my face now.
Is there any drink you'd rather have this with? Boozy drink.
Coffee and tequila, fine.
You would have coffee with tequila?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Makes you spinny. I love it.
I don't think the issue is the tequila here. I think it's your drinking to the point that you get spinny.
Coffee and tequila is really delicious.
So you do drink tequila?
Yeah, but just not on its own. It's the devil's... Tears.
No, but it's not on its own. That's why we've put these together and make it taste better.
Like, this isn't like an intense enough flavour to take away from the tequila, in my humble, honest opinion.
Do you want more cinnamon?
No, I'm okay.
Okay. I'd give this 5 out of 5. I think it's great. I think it's really good. I think you're going to give it 1.
Yeah.
1? Yeah.
I mean, it's cool. But the tequila is just a really big hard no.
Okay, listeners.
I think I'm going to have this, though, quite often. It's nice.
Yeah,
it's cinnamon and oranges. Can I take away the tequila? I think this is a great...
Have it, honestly. And if you're at the end of a big meal, anyone listening, try orange slices with cinnamon over it. It's amazing.
God, I've been there.
That's it from me and Katie this week. Have you enjoyed your combos?
Did you enjoy the one that I made you with my heart and salt?
I like the sentimental touch. I thought that was nice. I thought that was good. And I liked your fancy crisps. And I liked watching you try not to spew. If you do end up trying this at home, can you let me know what you thought of it on the social pages? I'll see you next time. Bye! Just the charisma.
It's the riz.
Is that what it's called?
Riz. Charisma.
Oh God,
it's the riz.
So
you got the riz, girl. You have got serious riz, though. You've got riz.
What, me? Oh, no.
No, you do.
I'd say the opposite.
You're very cool.
I think the opposite. Wow.
I think you're very cool. And you're very, like, zen.
It's autism,
like...
Katie. That's what it's called. But it can be misread as coolness.
Riz.
Buenos dias, world, from the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. I'm Marco Wendt.
And I'm Rick Schwartz. And we're your hosts for Season 3 of Amazing Wildlife, a show from iHeartRadio Ruby Studio and the global conservation organization behind the San Diego Zoo and the San Diego Zoo Safari Park.
Listen as we dive into the efforts here in San Diego and spotlight the heroes working worldwide to care for the species you know and love.
Listen to Amazing Wildlife on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.